Morning, are you there, Aunty Maeve?
Only just, yes.
Oh, it's great to have you back in the country, Aunty Maeve. We missed you.
Well, I only got in yesterday, though, with the old athletes there. Did you see me on the plane?
Oh, it was hard to pick out your yellow tracksuit from everyone else's,
but... the velour, Dale. I was in the velour.
Oh, of course you were.
I'm feeling a little bit under the weather there. You know, the let jag.
It's jet lag.
Oh, see, that's how bad I am.
Not let jet.
Too much time in the cockpit there, I think.
I was up in the cockpit. Don't you worry about that. I was saying hello to the captain of the plane.
Yes.
That's why we're a little bit late there, I was busy there with the captain. Julia Gillard there.
Oh, yes. How was that?
And I got off the plane there.
Did you bow?
Those cheeky athletes, you know what they did?
What?
I ended up paying excess in baggage, didn't I? And I was very careful while I was over there, Dale. I didn't even bring back that tipple that I was going to. So they've shoved all their medals in there, Dale, and I got excess.
Yeah, not good.
They're not nice, are they, Dale? Cheeky young things they were.
It's carry on, though. Surely they'd just have it around their necks. But anyway,
Yeah, no, Dale, they stored it all in Mavis's, my little macrame bag there I had. With the shells, the inlaid shells, though. You love that, don't you, Ruth?
I do
love that bag.
You love an inlaid shell.
I've got my eyes on it for when you,
You're back, Aunty Maeve.
Well, I'm back, and look, there was the old, ceremony that closed.
Oh, yeah.
Now, to be honest, I didn't see much of that.
You're partying too much, Aunty Maeve.
Well, Dale, they had people singing, and Dale, they resurrected Freddie.
I know.
Yeah, I saw that.
They pulled him out.
You are a huge fan of Freddie Mercury.
Dale, I couldn't be bigger.
Yeah,
I love the old Mercury, Mr. Mercury.
That
moustache does something for me. You know, Cyril had a moustache. That's why I married him. But anyway, they resurrected Freddie there, Dale. He looked gorgeous there. Well, from a dead man, he did.
Speaking of resurrections, Aunty Maeve, what about It's the King's celebration of his... 35 years since the King.
She knows.
What do you mean?
She knows. She knows it's 35 years since he passed on.
But how do you mean?
She's a big fan.
Dale, can I tell you the story?
Go on.
Yeah, tell us.
I can tell you now because Cyril's gone.
Okay.
Dale, 1972, the summer of.
Don't start telling me that you called up with Elvis.
Hawaii. Dale, I went. I was having a bit of problems there with Uncle Cyril, as you know, Ruth.
Yes, Dale.
And, so I decided to take a little holiday there with a girlfriend down to Hawaii. Yeah.
Oh, you're a classic, aren't you?
We got a little job in a burger bar there. And, who should walk in but the king himself, Dale? Well, I burned his buns, didn't I?
I bet you did.
That's the words to the song, A Hunka Hunka Burning Love, because he loved his hamburgers. Dale, and I went and burnt them. Dale, that's not the only reference I made him do there. Dale, then we had a little bit of, can I say, a deliance.
What happened, Aunty
Maeve? Well, a little deliance there with young Elvis.
You're joking, Aunty Maeve.
Dale, we tripped the light fantastic down. I kept stepping on his feet, Dale. I looked down and here were these blue shoes.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Dale, hence the song. Once again, don't step on my blue suede shoes.
Yes. Oh, it's all over to you.
Are you saying you're responsible for blue suede shoes, Aunty Maeve?
Well, there's many things I'm responsible
now
for.
Now, listen.
That's one of them.
Listen, nothing went on, did it?
Look, Dale, can I tell you, he took me to Graceland. I wasn't much of a drinker back then, Dale, but he had a bar in every room.
Oh, yeah.
Dale, that's
I bet
where,
he did.
That's where my tippling took up, can I tell you? That's exactly where my tippling took up.
Simon Elvis.
And a few other things.
Oh, that's a classic, Aunty Maeve. Fair dinkum. Yeah, so,
Estelle, have you got those fried banana and peanut butter sandwiches going? We're doing a bit of an Elvis breakfast.
On a scale of 1 to 10, Aunty Maeve, how do you rate him?
Oh, Dale, he was my 11. But like I say, I can only say that now Cyril's passed on.
Yeah, no, we Dale couldn't, you know.
Uncle Cyril would have been so upset if he knew.
Oh, Dale. Actually, can you play me a song today?
Yes,
I
darling.
Try.
I was going to say Jailhouse Rock because it almost turned into a bit of a stalker incident. But no,
sure.
Love Me Tender. Love Me Tender would be nice today.
It would be nice. Well, you know, it was a great song, and it was a song that he did in the movie, of course.
Dale was thinking of me when he did it.
I bet he was.
He was, Dale. I'm telling you,
Aunty Maeve.
That's all a true story.
You've upset the boat now today.
Don't tell the family. It's only between you, me and Davey.